AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are in Turkey for their second round of peace talks in just over 2 weeks. Speaking to leaders from Eastern NATO countries, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Ukrainian delegation in Istanbul is ready to take the necessary steps to end the war.
The starting point should be a ceasefire and humanitarian actions, the release of prisoners and the return of abducted children.
On Sunday, Ukraine said it had launched a surprise drone attack on 5 Russian air bases, destroying more than 40 Russian planes. A Ukrainian official told the Associated Press the attack took more than a year and a half to execute and was personally supervised by Zelensky. Meanwhile, on Sunday, Russia launched the biggest number of drones on Ukraine since the full-scale invasion in February 2022. Britain is getting a defense boost aimed at sending a message to Moscow and to Trump. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The UK government's responding to a new defence review led by former NATO Secretary General George Robertson that says that militarily now is the most consequential time since the end of the Cold War. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain faces greater threats than it has for many years.
We are moving to warfighting readiness as the central purpose of our armed forces. When we are being directly threatened by states with advanced military forces, the most effective way to deter them is to be ready.
Starmer says there'll be a state-of-the-art submarine manufacturing programme.
Under our AUKUS alliance with the US and Australia, we will now deliver up to 12 attack submarines protecting Britain's waters.
The defence boost is designed to send a message to Moscow and Washington that the UK has, in Starmer's words, recognized the world has changed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. 8 people calling for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza were injured at an outdoor mall in Boulder, Colorado. At a news conference, FBI Special Agent in Charge Mark McCulloch says witnesses say the suspect yelled "Free Palestine" before using a makeshift flamethrower and hurling an incendiary device into a crowd.
As a result of these preliminary facts, it is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
That's audio from Denver 7. The suspect has been identified as 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon. Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg and 11 other activists set sail on Sunday afternoon for Gaza. The group says they aim to reach the shores of the Gaza Strip in an effort to bring aid and raise international awareness over the humanitarian crisis. The sailing boat Madeleine is being operated by the activist group Freedom Flotilla and departed from the Sicilian port of Catania in southern Italy. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.